Blog Talk Radio.
Back on to.
I'm out of here.
You mean to tell me the music ain't been playing all this time?
No.
You got to be kidding. All right, y'all know who that is. That's Kenny G, Washington State's own mad jazz player, okay? He be playing that flute, gone with it. Kenny G, you know we love you, bro. Anyway, welcome to In the Studio with Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is about 6:08 on the West Coast. You know I'm queen of the Northwest Corridor, don't play. And it's about 9:10 on the East Coast. We will be discussing entertainment news, hot topics, sorry, y'all. It's my little ring thing there. What I will say, entertainment news, hot topics, sports, news of the weird, always something to laugh about and learn, of course. Call in and join the show with your comments or opinions. All are welcome. Remember, keep it respectable. The chat room is not open today. I'm bringing in my co-host, Tina, from our Saturday show, Relationships Ran a Rave. If you would like to call into the show, the phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Well, let me see. I believe Tina is here. Let me check. Tina, did you want to come on now? Okay, she's on her other call. Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to begin with sports this evening, and I'll tell you why, because there is so much going on in sports these days. Just a lot of stuff is going on. So anyway, you know, I'm into the NFL because I work for the NFL during the season, starting in August to February to the Super Bowl. But anyway, there's a lot. The Patriots, Panthers at the top of the post-free agency power rankings, and that's what I'm going to be talking about. We're going to go through and talk about each one now that the draft and stuff is over and see where they're all at the moment. So anyway, excuse me, y'all. I'm so sorry. I have a quick clip for you to listen to, and then I'll go through with some more information. Okay? So listen to the clip.
Subject is the NFL power ratings by ESPN. Well, as it turns out, the offseason has caused some adjustments. Arizona remains ahead of Seattle. They rank third. Remember, they made the trade for Chandler Jones. They picked up Evan Mathis, and they've tried to do the best they can to keep some of their players. Seattle's kept five of their key free agents, but at the moment, it's a good race. Arizona 3 and the Seahawks in the fourth spot. Then you can look at two teams in the AFC South, and it's kind of interesting. Even though they had an off season last year, Indianapolis still ranks 11th, and that's the main reason they were able to get Andrew Luck back. But the impact of Houston getting a quarterback in Brock Osweiler and also getting a running back in Lamar Miller puts them at the number 12 spot. They're right next to each other. And what about the New York Giants? The New York Giants have signed four defensive players for $198-plus million in contracts. They now rank 19th. You can see they need a draft to try to get that movement up there to try to get better, but the four moves puts them in the number 19 spot. You can still see some of the teams that have had an aggressive offseason, but not overly aggressive. Jacksonville still down toward the bottom, Tampa Bay toward the bottom, and then you have the Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders seem to be of the teams on the rise, probably up pretty close. They right now rank number 16. That's good news in the sense they're not that far away from being a playoff team. You need to be in the top 12. The Raiders probably doing the best job of all those teams trying to rise.
Okay, I've got one more clip I want you to listen to, and then we'll go into the sports. Now, stay tuned, because in about 15 minutes, Tina's going to be on with us, and we're going to talk about entertainment news. You know we're going to have you howling.
Being willing to protect the sport of football, let's understand that there's a dichotomy that we've got to draw the line in the sand and differentiate him from Jerry Jones. I believe that Jerry Jones called the studies or the accusations about violence in football and the concussions, having a connection to the CTE, calling all of that absurd. I think that was Jerry Jones trying to protect the owners and make sure that future lawsuits don't come down the pike, so it's going to cost them exponentially. Yep. I think that's what Jerry Jones' objective was. In the case of Bruce Arians, he's just a football guy that's protecting the integrity of the sport and all that it has meant to him and millions upon millions of other people. And I don't think that there's a correlation between him and Jerry Jones in that regard. Bruce Arians is a football coach. Bruce Arians loves the game. And he doesn't just love the game between the lines. He loves the level of commitment and dedication and focus and hard work, planning, how you have to rely on teammates, trust people other than just yourself, building chemistry, transcending race relations and all these other isms that are out there, and neutralizing, if not flat out eradicating those things, because it brings people together. I think when you hear Bruce Arians talk about it in that light, I think that's what he's alluding to in terms of the sanctity and the benefits of playing what he probably considers to be the ultimate team sport, that is football. That separates his objective and his agenda completely from that of Jerry Jones.
Yep.
And that is what needs to be pointed out here.
I'm with you on this. Look, every time I talk about this, I'm sure I come off to many as insensitive, but I like the essence of what Bruce said. I didn't mind the essence of what Jerry Jones said the other day, but both went too far. They got a little too shrill, a little too harsh with their language. Absurd and fools over here by Bruce Arians. Maybe he could have taken it down a notch to say some parents are foolish if they refuse to let their kids who really want to play football, play football. That DNA test, if you want to try that, parents, that's fine with me. Football, as we know, is a great game that can teach great life lessons, and it is our greatest spectator sport. So I defend it because I love it, and I've loved it for many, many years.
Ooh. Okay, and we are back now. We'll get to reading the article here.
Where to get in, where to get out. If only the signs were as obvious when you prayed.
Okay, I'm back. Okay, now, free agency was fast and furious as usual, and the NFL landscape saw significant change. Just look at the defending champion Broncos, Brock Osweiler left for Houston. Mark Sanchez now appears to be Peyton Manning's successor. And two of the team's top defenders, Malik Jackson and Dandy Trevathan, also departed for free agent riches. Will the Texans' gamble on Osweiler pay off? Did other big spenders, such as the Giants, the Jaguars, and the Raiders, move closer to contention? We'll find out later in the year. For now, we can only speculate. So, what I'm going to do is give you from the 29 voters, the NFL hierarchy now that free agency has mostly subsided. So here we go. Number one is New England Patriots. Their record for last year was 12 wins and 4 losses. They got 898 votes. So they're number two. Now, the Patriots struggled with Bob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman last season. The fix, acquiring Martellus Bennett and Chris Hogan and Nate Washington. Number two, the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers' record for 2015 was 15-1, and they received 874 votes for post ranking of number one. Now, their stats and information is the Panthers went 15-1 last season and made the Super Bowl, and there hasn't been much turnover this offseason. Punter Brad Nortman is the only player who has signed elsewhere. Number three, the Arizona Cardinals, 2015 record 13-3, and the voting record is 864 points, which puts them at number four, in the Super Bowl rating. Stats and information, the trade for Chandler Jones will give the Cardinals a needed boost in the pass rush. Dwight Freeney led the team in sacks 8-0 last season and didn't even play until week 6. Hello. Number 4, my team, the Seahawks. Woo-woo. Our record for last year was 10-6. We received 828 points and we were ranked number 3. Stats and information take, the Seahawks lost 3 offensive linemen this offseason and we also added one. this is either a bad thing or a good thing. Russell Wilson has been sacked 164 times in his career, second most since 2012. Y'all better get it together. That's all I got to say. You better get it together. I'm a diehard, ride or die, I'm with you, Seahawks, but, you know, too many changes in the team, you lose your nucleus as it would help you to win. Number five, Pittsburgh Steelers, 2015 records, 10-1, 6 losses. Their points was 788, and they're ranked number 6. Pittsburgh's biggest loss this offseason was tight end Heath Miller, who retired. The Steelers replaced him with Chargers tight end Ladarius Green, who has caught 67% of his targets the past two seasons. Well, go on with your bad self, Ladarius. Number 6, Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers' record was 10-6. They got a 786 points, and they're ranked number 7. The Packers don't do much in free agency, but signing Jared Cook, Aaron Rodgers, a big pass-catching option. Packers tight ends ranked 27th in receiving yards last season. Woo-hoo! Number 7, Denver Broncos. 2015 record was 12-4. They received 757 points, and they're ranked number 5. The Broncos won Super Bowl 50, but the offseason has been all about departures. Peyton Manning, Brock Osweiler, Malik Jackson, Danny Trevathan, Ryan Harris, and Evan Mathis are all gone. Good luck to ya. I don't understand that when y'all have a winning team to take you to the Super Bowl, and then between that and the following season, you start changing up your whole program. I don't know how that works. Maybe, you know, maybe you do get better players and fill those areas that are voids. Number 8 is Cincinnati Bengals. Their 2015 record was 12-4. They received 743 points, ranked number 8. The only free agent the Bengals have signed from another team this offseason is safety Taylor Mays, who played for the Bengals from the 2011 to the 2014 season, so they brought him back. Number 9, Kansas City Chiefs. 2015 record was 11-5. They received 662 points, and they are ranked at number 9. Not a great offseason for Kansas City so far. The team lost 2 draft picks for tampering and lost 2 offensive linemen and center back Sean Smith in free agency. Plus, Justin Houston, he might miss 2016 after having ACL surgery in February. Hello? Number 10, Minnesota Vikings. 2015 record was 11-5. Their vote was 643, and they're ranked number 10. The Vikings are trying to rebuild, y'all, the offensive line with the signings of Alex Boone and Andre Smith. Now, no quarterback was pressured more often than Teddy Bridgewater last season with 37% of dropbacks. So let's see what's going to happen with Minnesota this season. I mean, this year. Number 11, Indianapolis Colts. Record for last year was 8-8, 8 wins, 8 losses. They received 581 points, and their ranking is number 11. Cornerback Patrick Robinson was the Colts' only notable signing as Indy works on a new deal for Andrew Luck. You think? The Colts with a 2-5 with Luck starting last season. All right. Number 12, Houston Texans. 2015 record, 9-7. They received 560 points, and their ranking is 14. The Texans are hoping Brock Osweiler can go from backup to star. Say what? Just like they hope with Ryan Mallett and Matt Schaub. It worked with Schaub. Mallett, not so much, y'all. And that's all I'm going to say. American team, Dallas Cowboys. Also my daughter's team. She's a diehard Cowboys fan. Oh, my God. Their record for last year was 4 wins. Hello, Chabonet. 4 wins and 12 losses. I don't care if you got 5 rings. 4-12. Received 525 points, and they're ranked at number 13. The signing of Alfred Morris could add some consistency and insurance to the Cowboys' running game. Darren McFadden rushed for 1,000 yards last season, but has never had consecutive seasons with 200-plus rushes. Baltimore Ravens, number 14, their season last year, they won 5 and lost 11 games. Points 5-11, their ranking is 16. Joe Flacco is going to have an interesting group of receivers next season. The Ravens added Mike Wallace will be 30. Oh, boy. Excuse me for the little baby. That's my phone. I thought I had it turned off or you didn't hear the sound. There we go. Sorry for that. Joe Flacco is going to have an interesting group of receivers next season. The Ravens added Mike Wallace, he'll be 30 years old, and Ben Watson, he'll be 35, and Steve Smith and Breshad Perriam both returned from injuries. 15 plays, New York Jets, record 10-6. They got 486 points. Their ranking is number 12. Matt Forte was a nice addition, but he doesn't play quarterback. Well, the Jets cave and signed Ryan Fitzpatrick, who set the franchise record for passing touchdowns last season. Can we say 31? Hello, somebody. Number 16, Oakland Raiders. Their season was 7 wins and 9 losses. They received 474 points. They're ranked 19. Khalil Mack got some pass rushing help as the Raiders signed Bruce Irvin from Seattle. Mack was the only Raider with more than 4.0 sacks last season. And our last one, we're coming to the half hour. I'll finish it next week, so we're stopping at number 17, Washington Redskins. Theirs is 9-7, 473 points. They're ranked 15. Now, the Redskins roster will head into next season mostly unchanged as the team tries to make the playoffs again for the second straight year, something it hasn't done since 1990 and 1992. Okay, well, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with entertainment news. And, of course, you know my girl going to be with us, Tina, so we're going to get our clown shoes on. So don't you go nowhere. We'll be right on back.
Thank you.
And we are back. Welcome to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so we've got Tina on board with us now, and we're going to talk about Tina.
Yes. Hey, everybody.
Okay.
All right,
Wednesday. There we go.
Yes, happy Wednesday, everybody. We are about to come with the hot news. We about to come with the popcorn. We about to come crazy. All
right? That's right. Get your popcorn, your chips, and your cheese sandwich, because we're still getting ready to bring it now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Doritos, dips, all of it.
Okay, well, let's begin. Tina's going to get us started. So the first story is, who's Snoop Dogg?
What oh, God, Snoop it's so much. Yeah, Snoop, Chicken and Roscoe's. I think it's Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Roscoe's Chicken.
Roscoe's Chicken. They are they filed bankruptcy because one of their former employees, to my knowledge, made a complaint that they were allegedly racist or discriminated against him. So the employee won the lawsuit for millions, and now Snoop Dogg is getting ready to purchase the store.
All right now.
Uh-oh.
All right now. I know that Steve Harvey is happy because, you know, they do them neighborhood the hood awards every year. So now Snoop can be part of the hoodie awards because he'll be them by Roscoe's Chicken.
Yes. Then we have 50 Cent. 50 Cent was sued, I think, last year or the year before last by Rick Ross. They've been having a few for years. So 50 was by Rick Ross's baby mother, Shatonia, something like that, and because he leaked the sex tape, and she won for $7 million. Now Rick,
ooh.
Now 50 Cent has to pay up, so he's been going back and forth claiming he broke and putting money on Instagram, and the judge has been bringing it up, and he has to show proof of everything. So now 50 has a lawsuit for $2 million against Rick Ross. Okay.
But you said it's Rick Ross's girlfriend that 50 Cent have put a tape out on?
Baby mother. I think her name is Shatonia. I think he has maybe two or three women with whom he has children.
Oh, okay.
So,
one of his baby mamas.
Yeah, so somebody put out a sex tape, and then 50 just forwarded it or whatever. I guess his affiliation cost him, basically. But she tried to say that she tried to commit suicide and all this other stuff because he put that out.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
why would he even do that?
Childish.
Childish,
and
very
now he
immature.
Has to pay $7 million. But he's still smart because now he's getting ready to sue Rick Ross, and now he's going to get some of his money back, okay?
No, he ain't going to get but $2 million of that $7 million. And if he gets that, because that suit may not even go anywhere.
Well, I don't know. They have some smart lawyers. They all smart. And then whatever their percentage of it is, they're going to use their intelligence for their foolishness.
They better.
So,
they want their money. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So, oh, but the juicy part is Superhead, Corinne Stephens. Her name on Instagram is Corinne Co, KarrineCo. So she's on there trying to give love advice. You gotta tell it all. So she's on Instagram trying to give love advice and spiritual. So I was rooting for her, like, all right, Superhead. Okay, boo, what you think? So I'm getting ready to look at all her little, you know, Superhead instructional videos on YouTube. But now, girl, she was just with the damn man from Rodney from Power with the big nose. She was just talking about him, and she was pregnant by him. Then she told the man, yeah, then she was pregnant earlier this year. Then she said that she loved Lil Wayne, and she was like, if Lil Wayne ever calls, she going to jump out the bed with whomever she with. I mean, she just a whole, HD hoe. And she said she going to jump out the bed with whomever she with if Wayne call her. So now Columbus Short beat his woman to a pulp because he's a 2016 Ike Turner, so he's going to beat his wife down. Now he just married Superhead, and he's still married. So now the police, now they've charged him with bigamy because he married the two women at the same time, and then he just was cheating on Superhead.
Oh, my God. He got problems.
I just, Well, he was cheating on Superhead. So Superhead just tagged the two hoes that he was dealing with and talking about come get him and took all his stuff and threw it to waiting, like waiting to exhale. And he's sitting on the internet just sitting in the picture. I mean, this brother just charging his phone like it's not a care in the world. I mean, it is juicy. Now she just put up the wedding. She just put up the wedding certificate or something. Girl, she's just a mess. Instagram is just hot. You hear me?
Okay, so he was never then from his first, I mean, from the wife that he had the big mess about?
Yeah, he never divorced her.
When he got off a scandal because he was...
Never divorced her.
That. He never divorced... Oh, my God. And then he married
Superhead. So now
Superhead...
Yeah, so Superhead must have gave him some Superhead one night, and he lost track of reality. And then he's going to go marry her. And now they talking about some, you still married to the first lady. So now he in trouble, and now Superhead done did all that. Okay, so now Superhead make it seem like you got to go down on somebody to keep him in. Now I'm not listening to her. Her stuff is bogus. I'm not listening to her. Yeah, she can't teach me how to make a grilled cheese sandwich. She need to go sit down somewhere. I'm not buying another book or another chapter.
I'm telling you, she can't even go on tour with her stuff because it's so used.
No, she bogus. And then he's still cheating? Oh, Lord. So, yeah, that's good for her. Girl, yes. But she put all of this on the internet. She put the video and he's just sitting there. She just sitting there with all his stuff thrown all over the place. That's the beauty part. Yes. And then Cat Williams is acting a fool. His family's trying to get him committed.
They should.
They said that they're trying to get him committed because they said something wrong with him. He said they just want his money. He fighting 17-year-olds. Yeah, he might want to. Then the 17-year-old told myself, well, you know, I should have turned the other cheek or I should have walked away. That's what Jesus did. And then he said, but I'm not Jesus. No!
Okay. I have heard it all.
He said that'll be right, but that's too much like right. He said, well, I'm not walking away. So now they want to put up and talk all this junk. So now I guess the cops done reopened the case and went and arrested both of them.
What?
Yes, oh, God. Oh, God, this is too funny.
See, they just,
acting brand new fools. They not fools. They brand new fools. I mean HD fools.
Okay.
So yes, just make you grateful that we making right choices. My life is not as juicy as that, but they need to get it together.
Okay, now Cat Williams. Now, what was that about? I know he had the incident with the 7-year-old kid because they said a bunch of kids beat him up. But
17,
oh,
I think.
Oh, it was a 17-year-old?
Yeah, it's the same incident. They just been talking about it because he wrestled him down to the ground or something.
Yeah, but then the 17, I heard the kid be Cat Williams behind.
He did. That's the one who said, I'm not Jesus. He said he's not Jesus.
That is just too, Well, keep up with that. Okay, well, we still got more coming. Let me go to the 911. Well, y'all know that actor Shamar Moore has called it quits in a surprise early exit. Moore and his Criminal Minds character Derek Morgan have left the building. Moore was on the CPS drama for 11 years and to this point was one of only two actors to have appeared in every episode. His character had a baby with his wife Savannah, played by Rochelle Ailes. And that served as his exit. Before Criminal Minds, Moore won an Emmy for his role as Malcolm Winters. Ooh, yes, he was so fine. In daytime CBS soap, The Young and the Restless. Y'all remember him from The Young and the Restless? Oh, my God, he was fine. And he hosted several years of Soul Train at the same time. So what's Moore going to do now? First up is an independent release, The Bounce Back, where he reunites with comedian Bill Bellamy and Moore, co-starred with D.L. Hughley and Morris Chestnut in the 2001 big screen hit Brothers. Now, Tina was just telling you about Cat Williams, so let's add on to this chapter. Yes, the troubled comedian got in a fight with a boy believed to be in his teens, which I know now because Tina told me 17. Williams was playing ball with some young people at a neighborhood playground. When they took a break, he and one of the ball players had words. At the time, they were surrounded by other teens who just wanted to get their camera phone pictures with Williams. All of a sudden, Williams is caught on tape punching and kicking the teen. The boy then grabs Williams, slams him to the ground in a chokehold before others break up the melee. They exchange a few more words, and before they go their separate ways, the confrontation went viral, and it's the internet's huge trend of the week. Fights with store clerks, bodyguards, random men, random women, and random children. Now, how far can Cat Williams go with his behavior? I'm sorry to say, without intervention soon, this could end in a very tragic manner. It sure could. What you say, Tina? You already talked about it.
No, he's on double drugs. I don't know what kind of drugs he's on, but he's on double drugs because.
I'm telling you, they're talking about some drug called dog food. Earth, earth, leave it alone, Cat.
Well, you know he's just outlandish with that hairstyle. He's just outlandish, but I think that he has yes people around him, and he has, you know, is not growing, and he's just running rampant. But, no, seriously, where's his TR people? If he did come in for a little bit, he should have had bodyguards, and you have to learn how to ignore stuff like that. Why are you arguing with teenagers? Obviously, you don't need to be in that environment if you arguing with 17-year-olds.
Thank you.
You have to see the video. The 17-year-old had him on the ground in the headlock. Why would you even, first of all, you're worth millions. You shouldn't even be that accessible. And if you noticed your ear, he probably was up all night doing whatever he was doing. And then you want to go with kids. You don't even have the patience for kids. Does he even have kids?
Well, he had 8 children.
8?
Yes, you didn't know that Cat Williams had 8 children. I don't know what happened to his kids. Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. Because one time I think 2 of them they were going to take away from him because he didn't do anything to the kids. Nobody said he hasn't been a good father. So he's been a good father, but I don't know. Maybe that's why he's nutting up. Maybe they've been taking his children away because of his behavior, and he's just getting worse and worse.
Well, he probably think he's invincible. He probably has a God complex with it, to have those millions and not have to do anything. Probably just sit around and do drugs all day.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like I said, he did have 8 children. I don't know what happened to it. And, I mean, he had them with him. With him, not with baby mamas and all that stuff. He had his kids with him. So he must have been a righteous father one time and a good image, you know, before him. But I don't know. Something went left, and he ain't returned right yet. Well, gospel singer Israel Houghton just announced splitting up with his wife of 20 years and was then promptly photographed on a beach with the real host, actress Adrienne Ballon. Houghton dropped the word that he and wife Melissa were going their separate ways in February.
Uh-huh.
And now in March, Houghton is seen with Billion in Mexico. Both have had to take to social media individually to ask people to focus less on gossip and more on the other problems of the world, like the terror attacks in Brussels. Neither is giving any specifics about any relationship, quote unquote, they may or may not be in, quote unquote, but their vacation type pictures are not going away. Okay, this might make a great topic on Bellion's show, The Real Smile, wink, wink. Okay, are Oprah and Tyler at war? Word is going around that Tyler allegedly spoke out of turn about saving Oprah's network, OWN, and not feeling appreciated for it. This was all supposed to be in response to the Mighty O allegedly telling Perry to pull back on some of the over-the-top themes of his shows. Perry's shows did revitalize on network, The Haves and Have Nots, If Loving You Is Wrong, For Better or Worse. Could this be a misunderstanding, y'all? Could it be negotiated for more money? Or maybe is all just a publicity stunt? Time will tell. Keep your eyes open and your ears peeled. Mm-hmm. Kim Fields is done with the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Fields debuted on Dancing with the Stars this week, and she did well. The actress also took the time to let it be known she'll not be returning to the Real Housewives of Atlanta reality series. Fields said she mostly did it because she was asked, and now she's tackled the genre. She said it was a great experience, and she learned a lot, but it was mostly like a football game. I bet it was. The actress, best known for her roles in the TV sitcom classics The Facts of Life and Living Single, says she took her mom's advice, get in and then get out. Well, all righty then. Barbershop 3, the next cut will be in theaters April 15th. Ice Cube, Anthony Anderson, Eve, Cedric the Entertainer, Welcome Common, Regina Hall, J.B. Smooth, Nicki Minaj to the cast. I got to, she said she saw a special screening of the movie. Is fantastic. You'll love it. Barbershop 3, the next cut is directed by Malcolm D. Lee, who was also the director that did The Best Man. Ooh, and that was good. Okay, what else is juicy stuff you coming up with, Tina?
I don't even know. Look, that was a lot of juice. I guess we, that's all the juice I have right now.
Okay. Retired comedian talk show host David Letterman was spotted jogging near his home, and his new look shocked all. Letterman was a bald head and a huge beard. Even though it was over two different shows on two different networks, David Letterman broke Johnny Carson's late-night hosting record when Letterman stepped down in 2015 after 33 years. Letterman reportedly told a local paper after 33 years he was tired of shaving. His Santa Claus look went viral because, like his mentor Johnny Carson, Letterman is rarely seen since he stepped down from CBS The Late Show.
Cool.
Yeah, he is. So is, what's his name, unless it has to do with motorcycles, Jay Leno,
uh-huh.
Yeah, you don't hear about him either. He loves his motorcycles and his cars, and unless it's on one of those type of shows, you won't see him either.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We remember Feist Dog, one of the founding members of the legendary group, A Tribe Called Quest. Feist struggled with diabetes, which eventually affected his kidneys, among other health problems. A Tribe Called Quest released 5 classic albums. The group was able to incorporate the mellow Q-tip against Fife's rougher delivery. Fife is being remembered as a husband, father, and brother. Fife Dog, born Malik Taylor, was 45 years old. Mm-hmm. Singer Kelly Rowland is on a roll. She just launched a new cosmetic line aimed at dark-skinned women. Right on. Rowland says she wants to be sure chocolate sisters are covered. Plus, she returns to BET with a new project, Finding the Next Superstar Girl Group. Rowland, who's enjoyed a successful solo career after her successful stint with Destiny's Child, wants someone else to experience what she did. The Motivation singer will document her search to launch the new IT group, Chasing Destiny, will premiere on BET April 5th, which is next week, y'all. So you want to check it out. Well, has Wiz Khalifa taken up with pop princess Selena Gomez? The two are making a song together, but their social media has people thinking they are making more than that. Both have had problems with too much partying in the past, plus their high-profile exes, Justin Bieber for Selena and Amber Rose for Wiz. Could be complications, too.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, Let's see, what else can I talk about?
Donald Trump is doing
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's right. We ain't got but 10 minutes. Yeah, let's talk about that. That'll take us to the end of the show. Go ahead.
Donald Trump, I think I just sent you where he said Donald Trump just put his foot in his mouth again today, saying that if a bill is passed for women not to be able to have abortions and they do it anyway, then they should have to face some type of, legal, let me see, how did he word it? Women who have abortions should face some form of punishment if procedures are outlawed. You know what? He's trying to go back to the, he's too much. I just want to know, when is somebody going to silence him? Why is he even up here talking? We need to be focusing on other candidates who are serious. I mean, Obama didn't talk about things like this. He talked about real life issues and handled what he needed to. Trump is too busy with his own agenda, and he's just wealthy and just it's like he's not even thinking about anybody else. He needs to go and sit down. Oh, and then somebody, I think it was in, in Central Park? Wait a minute. He needs to really be careful because somebody, I think in New York, someone actually purchased a tombstone and put Trump and put Donald J and put 1946, and they're just waiting. That's dangerous.
Shut
he needs to stop
up.
It. Yes, I sent
Whoa.
You the picture. They are tired of him. He is offending. It's like he's on a mission to offend everyone possible. I think he needs to go.
Makes you wonder. Go ahead, huh?
No, go ahead. It makes you what?
No, I was just thinking of how long is he going to be around for somebody tries to assassinate him.
Oh, somebody already tried to run up on him. Well, somebody already ran up on him.
Yeah, but they weren't successful.
Well, that was just somebody running off emotion. He needs to stop it because he's doing too much.
He got a lot of nerve to talk about abortion and women should be, if it's not a rule, then they can go to jail for that. His daughter just dropped a baby. She just had the baby last week. And you're going to talk about abortion? Your own grandchild was just born. I think, he is out there. He's out there. I don't say kill anybody because that's not my right. I didn't birth you in this world. I don't have the right to take your life, even if I might want to. But anyway, he needs to back up and be quiet. He's even now defending, his henchmen, and I shouldn't call them henchmen, his security team. He's defending them that everybody's wrong. But they said, I think his defense team is like them black ops people.
Yeah.
That work with our military guys over in the Afghanistan and Iraq and stuff. And
yeah.
So, they're trained. If you come close, they're going to knock you down. They're trained that way. But I'm like, you need to talk to your security people and you need to check your mouth because somewhere along the line, he haven't got the emails that you're ruining the Republican Party.
Well,
you're making it so that they'll elect a Democrat or either they'll broker somebody.
He's doing too much. I can't even lie. I mean, I love him as a real estate mogul. I mean, he's a genius when it comes to business, but not the president of the United States. I'm not going to lie. I'm numb towards him, but just some of the things that he's doing just makes you think. I mean, really, don't do that, He's not for the people. He doesn't understand. He's not wealthy. He was, oh, my God, I remember him talking about he could not stand Obama in that health care. I mean, he is not for people. He don't want them to have health insurance. I suggest, and now a lot of churches, they're getting ready to start praying him out. They're bringing it up. And, a lot of churches usually don't even get involved in things like that.
Because we have a separation of state and government. Yep, go ahead.
Well, my pastor brought that up on a prayer call and said, we are going to pray. They said, we're going to pray that God makes the best decision, and he is not it. He's not it. And I don't even usually get involved, but I'm thinking about having political parties and going out myself and making sure that people are registered voters and going to the schools to catch the 18-year-olds and everybody else to make sure that this man does not win.
Hmm.
Not 4 years or 8 years, no. So.
No, he don't need none at all.
No, he does not. No. He's just looking for trouble. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and he's to me, and then he validates violence. That's one thing I don't like about Trump's. Ever since the Chicago, it's really been put on notice to watch him now. In places that he's went to speak, even though they did not break out in violence at that time, their minds were stirred up to hurt somebody or to do something.
They were going to, let me say something. Chicago killed for breakfast. They were going to kill him. He knew not to get out of there because they were going to have a random bullet. He didn't even, I don't even think his truck slowed down.
Would you say what center? No, keep going.
He just goes chai. So I don't even think he don't drink chai tea. He don't do anything now with CHI because Chicago is coming for him. Okay, Chicago. And this is the thing about the people in Chicago. I mean, they not playing. I mean, Chicago.
Nope.
They did you see them? They were getting ready to rock his car. I mean, there was like a riot in the street. I was in tears. Yeah, he wasn't playing.
And also, you know, Chicago is Obama's hometown, him and Michelle.
Yeah, and Oprah.
Well, not his hometown, but I guess after college he went there and just stayed there and worked, you know, there, and of course met Michelle there. So I know that is her home in Chicago, but they both call it home.
Yes. Well, Oprah, like I said, Oprah's from there as well. I think Kanye is from Chicago. Yeah.
And, of course, Kellis. Your guy,
yeah, Kellis. Okay. My mind's telling me no. My body, yes. Okay. this week was hot. Okay. Yeah, these people are busy like you would not believe.
Oh, girl, we didn't talk about Countess Vaughn. Bring it in.
Oh, Countess Vaughn, okay. I loved her on the Parkers. I love Monique. Mm-hmm. But Countess Vaughn is doing too much. I think she lost a little bit of weight, but her personality is so beautiful. She's so funny. I mean, I just want to kiss the screen. Her cheeks, the little Kimmy, she is doing too much. She is all butt naked, looking like two ham hocks. In the summer, she needs to stop it and put some clothes on. And then, you know, they're telling her stop it now. And then she says she's getting married. So she made a mistake and said, oh, I'm so happy. And she used the wrong word in the sentence. So the people were going off. So that's why she put a picture up her behind. Why would you do that? Like, what? I mean, you're almost 40 years old. Don't do that. And then she's wondering
why
we
were. She's over 40. She was born in 78. She's a Leo.
Well, it's over. Somebody needs to email her, text her. It's over, baby. It's over. Certain things you just don't do. And she had on footsies. They laughed at her so hard. She had footsies. Took a butt picture with footsies, and she looked like she smelled like three monkeys. The camel section of the Bronx Zoo. It's over. No, you don't do those things.
Ooh, wait a
minute. Yeah.
I see these photos. I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And she's fat, too.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I thought
nice.
She looked
she
like.
No muscles.
No muscles, just blah. But I blame the man that's in the house telling her that she looked good, that's trying to live off those little Parker royalty checks. They're
all
wrong, okay?
Yep.
He's telling her you look good, baby. And then she took the picture with footsies, zooming on the footsies. No, somebody said she looked like an auntie.
Oh,
it's over.
I see the footsies. Oh, my God.
No, you don't do that, sweetie. Now, we love you. Again, we love you, but everybody doesn't need to see that. And if you get married, save that for your husband. But it's showing her mindset, and obviously that's why she hasn't been in any movies or anything like that lately, because she's thinking wrong. That's a wrong move. She doesn't have a publicist. Someone should tell her not to do that. That's unnecessary.
Mm-mm. She should have left it at that first picture with the red hair and left it alone.
Well, she's doing too much. She's had,
she should have left it that picture, all these other pictures. That wasn't necessary because now you're showing, are you an actor or are you a sex person?
But she's not a sex symbol. She's not. She should be advertising for Popeye's chicken. Go sit down somewhere. That's the ad for chicken wings. That's the ad for chicken and rice. If you don't want to go to the gym, this is what you look like. She needs to stop it. And, I mean, I don't even want to talk about her. It's just like she just put it out there. Like, oh, God, really?
I know.
Well, what a great show. I'm so excited. This was awesome.
It was. I enjoyed it. Thank you, everybody, for being with us today. We had a good show. We hope that you learned from it, added from it, had fun from it, but had a good time with me and Tina. And hope you enjoyed the sports. I will do the second half of that next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. You've been listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. Say goodnight, Tina.
Good night. And with no one told you that they love you today, we do.
All right. Thank you. Good night, everybody.